sometimes breaking up the marriage is only a piece of the divorce process. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Barbara Sauer is here talking about all of the other issues that can become part of the process. A divorce legally is breaking up a marriage, but aren't all of the other issues even more complex?
Absolutely. The other issues are more complex, both financial and children's issues, custody and visitation, and child support.
Is there one issue that really knots up the divorce process?
One issue, usually a business that is owned by one of the parties or a family-owned business, that really knocks it up. And custody and visitation issues really will knock up a divorce. Inequality of incomes often happens, or excessive debt. Unfortunately, here in Buffalo, New York, sometimes what we're arguing over is who pays what percentage of the debt.
More and more women make more money than their male partners. Can that become an issue in the financial aspects of a divorce?
Yes, it can, because sometimes it is the woman who has the bigger income stream, and it's a maintenance case, and the woman has to pay maintenance to the husband, and that is extremely difficult for a wife to comprehend, that she has to pay maintenance, because it's just, really, it's something new, and they don't consider themselves as the one who should pay maintenance. They're the ones who should receive maintenance, so it's a difficult concept.
Is that true across the age board, or do different groups, different age groups, look at it differently?
I find it's still the same across all age groups. Here in Buffalo, it's still not that common for a woman to make more than her partner, but it does happen. But yes, I think it's the same with all age groups.
Is part of the problem in the divorce process the anger and the bad feeling that led to the divorce in the first place?
Absolutely. That is one of the bigger complicating factors. If you have two angry people or even one angry person, you have a difficult divorce. Even though you try to explain to your clients, you know, this anger is only going to increase your attorney's fees for both parties, and the money is going to go to the attorneys and not to the parties and not to the children, it is hard for some people to give up their anger issues.
When you mention children, does custody become a problem because they start using the kids as weapons?
Absolutely. It's only a small percentage of divorces where people do this, but they take up a huge amount of your time because they become so very complicated. And yes, there will be withholding of visitation. There will be accusations. I have heard some horrible accusations made that have come to be false in order to control who has access to the children, would interfere with their ability to see their children.
Do you ever get situations where one set of grandparents or the other comes in and says they ought to have custody instead of the parents?
I do, but that's not necessarily in a divorce. That's in family court matters. That I would see that more in post-divorce or in parties that were never married. That's really more of a family court matter.
Although that's sort of the divorce, but sort of not the divorce?
I usually don't see grandparents. Grandparents do interfere sometimes with parties, but I don't see them to the point where they're saying we should have custody of the kids. Grandparents often think that their opinion should weigh very heavily in matters concerning the children, but I don't see them actually wanting to take custody.
This is a much more multicultural community than it was for a number of years. Does that create problems in a divorce?
Religious holidays will be different, and you'll be arguing over who has access of the children on certain holidays. And if you really aren't familiar with the Muslim or holidays of the religion of your clients, it's difficult for you to deal with that. But it gets done. Does it take more time? Yes, it takes more time because you have to familiarize yourself with their culture and their religion.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Barbara Sauer has been here, and we've been talking about some of the complexities involved in a complex divorce. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.